T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are scheduled to hear a court hearing regarding the New York State ban on flavored e-cigarettes. The vaping stores are trying to fight this, saying that it's black market THC that's causing all the illnesses. First off, what are your thoughts regarding this proposed ban by the state?
Yeah, of course. So I think it's kind of a two-part answer. Being a business owner myself, I do see the concerns that the vape shop owners would have regarding the ban. I think it's important that if we look to the literature and that we look at many of the deaths that have been caused, they are pointing to a lot of evidence reporting that that is due to the black market THC products. With that being said, there have been several lung illnesses tied to actual e-cigarettes or devices that you can use to vape out of. The ban itself, when we look at the current literature on what's happening with the ban surrounding these products, we're seeing adolescents turn to other sources of nicotine, whether it's nicotine replacement pouches, such as the brand ZYN, a Swedish tobacco company that they developed, or we're seeing a rise in the use of alcohol and smokeless tobacco products. So I'm not sure that the ban is going to address the issues of addiction in the manner that we're hoping for it to.
So it sounds like even if the ban is held up, this is not going to help matters much.
From a standpoint of fighting addiction, when it comes to flavor addiction, it may have a minor impact. But from my experience in working with adolescents and working with other individuals, they always find a way around it. They've already come out and they have already developed nicotine replacement therapy pouches. You can find them in almost every gas station that are flavored. They have coffee flavor, they have mint flavor, they have spearmint flavors. So other products have already been developed to close in on this market. So I'm not sure it's going to have the impact that we're hoping for. And again, being a business owner myself, I can't help but to have sympathy from the vape shops. I think it's important to keep in mind, and I actually do speak to this a lot in my seminars, a lot of the toxic chemical burn injuries that are being reported have been linked back to the black market THC cartridges, many of which are testing positive for fungicides that convert to cyanide when inhaled. That's not to say that vaping is safe by any means. Of course, we're seeing lung injury with that. But I don't know if the flavored e-cigarettes should be taking all the blame that they are. And this comes from someone who is avidly against vaping, especially in an adolescent. I think we're just focused on the wrong thing. The addiction itself is where our focus should be.
In that case, what should the state do to address the addiction part of this vaping and e-cigarette matter?
Of course. When we look at the research on this, the focus, in my personal opinion, and according to research, is that we need to focus on supporting teens and helping them overcome the addiction. No matter what we ban, they're always going to find another avenue. They're always going to find, think about this. From my experience and from working with young individuals across multiple social platforms, there's many more of them who are addicted to the black market THC products are the nicotine products. These things are already illegal. So I think the bigger conversation should be about how do we address addiction in young people? How do we develop programs that are going to support younger individuals and help them overcome the addiction? Because when one opportunity falls, such as the opportunity that Juul had with flavored e-cigarettes, another company is going to sweep in and take advantage where they can. I want to make it clear. I believe New York State's doing a great job in addressing the issues, and it's important that we pay attention to it. But if we look at the market today, they've already approved other low-temperature burning e-cigarettes in Atlanta, and it's only a matter of time before these quote-unquote safer alternatives hit our stores here. So again, just focusing on the big picture, how do we help youth overcome addiction as a whole, as compared to just one flavored product or another?